we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Hey, it's Don Moen.
You inhabit the praises of your people.
And here we are.
So you're here with us right now. Yes. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. For your presence, we praise you.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Today we're at part 10 of the Daily Devotional series on the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today's characteristic of Jesus is forgiveness. Now, what I intended to do was to bring you a 14-point piece on forgiveness. Sadly, time doesn't allow that. The reason is we're breaking bread this hour, and I'd completely forgotten all about that. So what we're going to do is we're just going to look at forgiveness, and some other time I will bring you that 14-point piece on forgiveness, because I think it's very, very important. But the characteristic of Jesus that we're looking at today is forgiveness. And also what I thought I'd do, because at the end of this little section of the Daily Devotional, we're going to be praying about forgiveness. And I want to include that as a prayer to make us all, what's the word I'm looking for? Ready to take the bread and the wine. To be in the right place, as it were. To be in the right frame of mind. To make sure that there is nothing that is going to stop us taking the bread and the wine today. I'm going to run the Daily Devotional right into taking the bread and the wine. So that's going to be happening right about now. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bible to Matthew, the 6th chapter. And go to verse 9. And it's where our Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us how to pray. It's the perfect prayer. We always start every single program here on Worship Radio 247 with the Lord's Prayer. And I'm going to bring it to you now. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Verse 12. And forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Now, the important thing there is Jesus is teaching us how to pray. And when he gets to that part on forgiveness, he mentions it and says, Father, forgive us for our sins, as we're already doing that, as we are already forgiving those who have sinned against us. Beloved, we cannot continue our lives in unforgiveness. If we stop and think about it, we may well search our soul and find somebody in our background that we have not forgiven and released. And I say the word released purposely. I say the word released because when we forgive, we are releasing the other person. I want you to imagine, and I've said this many times, but I want you to imagine that you and another person, you have an issue against that other person and you haven't forgiven them. Let's just imagine that for a second. Well, as you're not forgiving them, you are bound by an invisible chain. Imagine that chain. That person could be clear across the other side of the world, and you haven't forgiven them, you're bound by that chain. That chain is around your neck and around their neck. Now, they may well say that you've done harm to them and you need to forgive them. It's a vicious circle, really. The thing is, you are bound by unforgiveness. And the second you say, I forgive you, that chain drops. That's now no longer your problem. In other words, if you have done something to the other person and they think that, they're still bound in it. You're not. If they don't want to forgive you, if you go to them and say, please forgive me, and they choose not to forgive you, beloved, you're not bound by that chain any longer. You have asked for forgiveness. They haven't granted it. That's their problem, not yours. The chain has gone. The chain is no longer there. So it works both sides. If you need to ask forgiveness, then you need to ask for forgiveness, absolutely. And if they say no, that's their problem. You take it to God in prayer. Look what else Jesus says as we go down to verse 14. He said this prayer, he's taught us how to pray, and then he talks more about forgiveness because that's really important. He says this, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. If you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Watch that, because it's really important. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you. That is Jesus talking, not me. I mean, I'm talking now, but all I'm doing is copying what's in the Bible. That is what Jesus says in Matthew, the 6th chapter and verse 14 and 15. If you refuse to forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive you your sins. I don't want to go through my life with unforgiveness of sin from my Heavenly Father. I really don't. And I won't. I refuse. So therefore, what can I do about it? I have to forgive. Now, sometimes my emotion won't allow me to forgive. Well, who's talking about emotion here? We're not talking about emotion, beloved. We're talking about forgiveness. And what you therefore need to do is make a decision that you will forgive. Okay, today I'm going to forgive John. He really hurt me. It is my decision. It is my will that I forgive John. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I forgive John now. In Jesus' name, with my will. It is my decision, Lord. I have done that. Job done. Job done. Who says you've got to wait for the emotion? I remember interviewing a couple called Ron and Vi, and they had to forgive the perpetrators who killed their son on the streets. And Ron managed to do it immediately. It took Vi a year. Why? Because Vi was waiting for the emotion when she felt like forgiving them. That's no good, beloved. That is not on. You cannot wait for the emotion. You have to do it with your will. With your will. And you may well say, David, you sound really passionate today. I am passionate because this is so, so vital. You see, what we're going to do in a moment or two, we're going to break bread, beloved. And as we break bread, let me tell you this. Breaking bread is an awesome, awesome act of worship. But we cannot break bread unless we are ready. We cannot break bread unless we are in that place where we can break bread. It's really important. Very, very, very important. And oftentimes when I talk to, excuse me, when I talk to people about their preparedness to take Holy Communion, to take breaking of the bread, oftentimes people will say, well, I've got unforgiveness in my heart. I can't do it. I can't do it because I can't forgive such and such. And that is so ridiculous. So ridiculous to say the words, I cannot forgive such and such. I've heard these words too. I will never forgive you for what you've done to me. Pardon? Well, okay, go through your life in that way if you wish. If you want to go through your life and never forgive somebody, go for it. That's your decision. How silly is that? Because now you know Matthew 6 and the 14th verse says, if you don't forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. So you are banking up all of these sins. You sin, you know you sin. The Bible tells us so. Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23 say, we all sin and fall short. Because we all sin, we have a great price to pay. And when we don't ask for forgiveness, What a price we are paying for that. What a huge, massive price is being paid because we cannot forgive. It's ludicrous. And it can't continue, beloved. We cannot continue our lives in this fashion. We have to forgive. So right at the end of this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say to you, if you have any any unforgiveness in you at all, if you've got any unforgiveness in your heart at all, let me say this to you. It is time to lay it down. It is time for you to say, with my will, with my decision, I will forgive. I'm going to pray first of all, and I'm going to pray directly for you. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you reveal to your wonderful, wonderful, beloved children, Lord, you reveal to them if they have any unforgiveness in their hearts right now, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to give you a moment whilst the Lord tells you. Thank you, Father. Lord God, as I pray now, I'm going to pray for my brothers and sisters to be open and honest in unforgiveness and to release those who they need to release. Father, I'm also going to come before you as a body with my brothers and sisters gathered together now to say to you, Father God, we are not ready to take the bread and the wine, and I ask you to prepare us for that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. If you want to forgive now, I'm going to say a prayer, and I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I haven't been able to forgive. But today, right now, in the name of your Son, Jesus, with my will, with my decision, I forgive. And then say the name of the person or people. Thank you, Lord, for giving me that ability to forgive with my will. Forgive me now, Father, of my sin. Repeat this with me. Forgive me now, Lord, for my sins. Wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Make me clean. In Jesus' mighty name. This is what Scripture says. From 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and verse 23, it says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Beloved, I want you to take the bread now, and we're going to eat this corporately together. Thank you, Father, for your body that was broken for us on that cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's take the wine now. Thank you, Lord. You are awesome. You are so awesome. Father, I think of the times when I have come to you and I've said, "Forgive me for my sin." And my sin has been a mountain. And my sin has been a molehill. But still you forgive. But still, Father, you forgive. Father, as I'm praying, I want to think about and pray about that dear man of 25 years old who lost his life yesterday, the day before yesterday, on the streets of Woolwich in London, hacked down by two men. His life cut short and ended. I want to think of his family. I want to pray now, Father, for his wife and his blessed little child of 2 years old. Welcome this man into your glory, Lord, I pray, in Jesus' name. Father, I want to pray for the perpetrators. That's a weird thing to say, I know, but I want to pray for those two guys who killed him in the name of Allah. In the name of God and what they believed, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that wherever they are, whatever they're doing now, that you, Lord, would reveal yourself to them, reveal your Son Jesus to them, and change their thinking, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. You are wonderful. You are glorious, Lord. And we give you the honor and the glory and the power due your holy name. Father, I want to pray for Jane now, who works in prisons and works with these sort of people. Father, she's gone through many trials and struggles of late. Father, I pray in Jesus' name as she walks into the prison that her face would beam such a beautiful beam, Lord, that her face would shine in glory as she sees these people, as she beholds their face. Father, let Jane radiate the love of Jesus. Father, I pray that you give her an extraordinary gift of wisdom, so that when she is asked questions, she can give a true and wise response to their problems. Lord, that she would be able to talk about you and to reveal you to them. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.